This is episode 2136 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and here you are showing up for yourself as you journey within. That is the theme of our episode this week. You have been all week long exploring your inner wisdom. You have been tasked to listen. Listen to what your mind and your body are telling you. You've had a challenge this week. Your challenge has been to sit in stillness and to record your reflections after your meditation. I hope you've been finding some insight into your own inner wisdom. It's all too easy to give that part of yourself up, especially when there's so much going on in the world today. In today's episode, you're going to be guided as you layer the techniques together that we've explored all week long. And I want to say thank you to those who have left some nice reviews for me on iTunes or wherever you listen. And I so appreciate that. So if you are enjoying this podcast or you have some recommendations for me, please go ahead and leave a review for me. I so appreciate that. And I'll mention our podcast sponsor today. It is the Sip and Om Meditation app, where every day you are greeted with a brand new 30-minute guided meditation. Each meditation is customized with the week's theme, just like we do here on the podcast, but you go much more deeply into meditation. So if you want to take your meditations to the next level, you can find support there. You also get a journal customized for the week's theme, as well as a guide with all the techniques right there at your fingertips that you can refer to throughout the week. You can try this app for 2 weeks, free access to the entire app. So now, as you get ready to settle yourself down to meditate, I want to share a little insight. As you sit in stillness and listen to your inner wisdom, it may be difficult at times because there may be parts of yourself that you don't want to reflect on, that you don't really want to acknowledge. And so as you sit in stillness, I want to share with you ways to help you through some of these difficult emotions that might come up as you listen to your wisdom. Many times, the reason why we become so distracted is because we want to forget. We don't really want to think about what's really going on inside of ourselves. So allow yourself to listen to your truth today and give yourself the grace to listen to what your mind and your body is revealing to you as you journey within. You'll see all of yourself. It's all you. It's all good. If you find you struggle a bit this week as you journey within, I want to share with you what I discovered in an article on the blog psychcentral.com. And this is an article by Margarita Tartakovsky. She interviewed an author of a book, Brian Leaf. He wrote Misadventures of a Garden State Yogi. And in the book, he mentions how best to tune into your inner wisdom. He mentions journaling, which you're already doing this week as your wisdom quest. He also mentions doing activities that raise the volume to find what activities help to increase your inner wisdom and make it louder. So if you find that you're struggling, you might think about intensifying those thoughts that lift you up, and to do activities that you feel confident doing. This helps you to honor yourself. He also recommends doing something that scares you. He says, "My tendency is to play small, to stay quiet, to let my inner critic run my life. Yet, many times, my inner wisdom whispers something really big and scary to me. That's when I know I need to put myself out there and try it. It's always been a bit of a stretch to follow the whispers of my inner wisdom," she says. "But every time I do, it leads to magical things." So as you settle yourself down and get ready to do the meditation today, layering together all the techniques, I want to share with you these wise words of wisdom from Rumi. "You have no need to go anywhere. Journey within yourself. Enter a mine of rubies and bathe in the splendor of your own light." So sit up straight and close your eyes and mentally affirm within yourself. Listen. Listen. Whisper it softly to yourself. Listen. Listen. As you breathe, inhale through your nose and draw your breath inward and upward to the point between your eyebrows, your spiritual eye, your seat of inner wisdom. As you hold the pause between the inhale and exhale, listen. As you exhale and release your breath gently through your nose, again, listen. You may place your hands in the Shuni Mudra for patience to hear your wisdom, tapping your thumb and your middle fingers together with your palms upward, doing this with both hands. Feel yourself grounded where you are, your first chakra rooting you, connecting you to the earth. Consider a thought that comes to you that initially you might be afraid of. See if that thought holds wisdom for you. Your journey within is the only place you need to be right now. Listen to what your soul is whispering to you. You are so worth slowing down for.